So Nancy Guthrie's family members, including her adult children and their spouses, are not suspects in the 84-year-old's disappearance. This is according to the sheriff in Tucson. Also, we found out today, just a short time ago, that the unknown male DNA profile on a glove found 2 miles from the home of Nancy Guthrie, it's been run through FBI's DNA database. It did not result in any matches. So we wanted to talk more about what it's like for families who are going through the agony of waiting for word on a loved one who's missing. Families who are swept up in these high-profile cases. We're watching this kidnapping case of Nancy Guthrie unfold in Tucson. Behind that crime, though, there's a family in turmoil. Someone who's dedicated her career to helping those families, helping find the lost, is Sarah Krebs, former inspector and chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer for the Michigan State Police, also the founder and president of Missing in Michigan. Welcome to WJR, Sarah. Glad you could join us today.
Thanks, Marie. Thanks for having me.
Now, even though we understand you're not working the Guthrie case, we know that, but you have a pretty good idea of what life might be like for the family right now. Can you take us inside and tell us what the family is going through? How are they navigating this, you know, this fear that they have, and then trying to deal with the media, trying to deal with law enforcement? What is that like, juggling all that?
I mean, this is the worst case scenario. You know, not only is Nancy is an elderly woman, she's 84 years old, but she is the daughter of an international celebrity. And on top of it, this is a kidnapping, which is really a missing persons investigation rare, and especially rare for an elderly person to be involved. So I can't imagine how much turmoil the Guthrie family is going through right now.
What was it like when you, I know you worked on some high profile cases here in Michigan. The one that I know I've interviewed you about several times in the past was the Paige Rynkowski missing persons case. The woman who was seen by the side of a freeway and then was missing and still remains missing to this day.
To this day, yeah.
And so you had to deal with the family in that case. What are the kinds of questions that they're asking law enforcement? Are they angry with law enforcement? Do they want to cooperate? What is that like?
You know, this is a club that no family wants to join, and there's really not a guidebook on how to navigate it, which can be extremely frustrating for the families. Just like you said, navigating law enforcement, navigating the media, navigating the public. In the Guthrie case, because of the fact that, you know, in the beginning stages, I'm guessing that the Pima County Sheriff's Department did not expect this to be a kidnapping. And it was probably handled like most disappearances of elderly people. It was probably handled as a, like a dementia walkaway. And that can be very frustrating because of the fact that they found out later that they had a crime scene that was probably not anticipated in the beginning. And, you know, I guess we should kind of give the law enforcement agency some grace on that, that this was very unexpected, you know, that this case ended up being a kidnapping case. And the fact that it is going on its third week, you know, which is very strange in kidnapping cases. Usually they resolve themselves, you know, within a couple hours, a couple days. I have never worked a case this long, so I'm thinking about, you know, not only the Guthrie family, but that law enforcement agency and what they're going through. But definitely the family, I mean, they have to just be in absolute turmoil. And I'm so happy to see that the sheriff cleared the family, because to also have, you know, that pressing, you know, media on them that they are suspects, and from the public, you know, that must have been even worse to see themselves on the news, you know. So I can't even imagine what they're going through, and I hope that they have all the support in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, when you talk about when this case first broke, when it first broke in the media, I remember seeing, it was a Sunday night, I remember seeing the first news bulletin saying that this woman was missing. It was Savannah Guthrie's mother. She was missing, and you saw that she's 84 years old.
Yeah.
And immediately, I thought, she probably wandered off. I hope they find her. That's the first thing I thought of, and in fact, that's how the case was presented. But by the next day, the next morning, the police came out and said, nope, this is not a wandering
yeah.
person. This person had all of her faculties. She wasn't very mobile,
yeah.
but her mind was all sharp, and she is not
yeah.
missed. She didn't just suddenly walk away. So she, something bad happened here.
And that's so important in a law enforcement investigation, is to really trust the family. They know that person best. And my first thought, too, even with 25 years of investigation, my first thought was that she was a walkaway, which is very common at that age. But I'm so happy to hear that they did trust the family and took the investigation in the right direction. You know, and obviously they found that they did have a crime scene. But it's very important in those investigations to listen to the family.
We truly hope that in this case, this gets resolved and resolved in a positive manner. But if I can talk to you just very quickly about the Paige Renkowski story, you know, just last
sure.
week, Kevin Dietz and I did a whole hour special on the Oakland County child killings, the 50 years. Those cases remain
yeah.
unsolved. Those family members, the parents, they're gone to their graves without
sure.
knowing what happened to their children. Tell our listeners
yeah.
what it's like for those families. I know you've worked with Paige's family.
Yes, artist Paige's mom was one of my directors at Missing in Michigan for many years, and I was very close with her. And it was really hard for me to see her pass on without answers. She's so lucky to have such strong women, though, beneath her, her daughters, Missy and Tammy, and her niece, Nikki, have really taken up the torch and are continuing in Artis's legacy to find Paige. And it's so comforting to know, they've really grown up with this their entire lives, especially Nikki. Paige's niece only knows her aunt as a missing person. But it's amazing to see them show up at every Missing Michigan event and to really carry on Artis's mission to find Paige, and they definitely never forget it, and that's one thing in these missing persons investigations, that ambiguous loss that they suffer through, it never goes away, we're just all waiting for answers on those cases.
I always think it's like a double loss. You've lost the person, but you've also lost these answers as to what happened to your loved one. Sarah, how can people get a hold of Missing in Michigan?
So Missing in Michigan, we're present online. We're on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find us at missinginmichigan.com or .org. And we have an annual event every year at Madonna University. This year it's going to be on May 9th. This year will be a private event for family members only. But we're always looking for volunteers to help us online. We have a very large base of followers on our social media, and that's really what you need in these missing persons cases, people that are invested and are sharing the information online, because that's how these cases get solved, when people see that they're missing.
Right. Well, in the case of Nancy Guthrie, I can't imagine a case that's gotten more attention than this one. Are you surprised by the amount of attention this has received?
Not really. If you think about it, Nancy Guthrie is all of our moms. And if our mom went yes. missing, I think we would, that's really what this is. We have a nation of people that are caring for Savannah and feeling like we lost our own mom in this. And, the entire nation is waiting, just like Savannah's family. I guess it's not surprising that we do have a very caring nation.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard of this case, and that was, oh, my gosh, what if that had been my mother? That's all I could think about was, what if I'd been, or my mother-in-law. The words just don't even come to you. Sarah Krebs, founder and former inspector and chief diversity and equity and inclusion officer, Michigan State Police, and founder and president of Missing in Michigan. Missinginmichigan.org is where you can get a hold of the organization for more information. Sarah, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Marie. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
And when we come back, we'll talk about, is this the end of Captain Crunch? Well, those fat foods and ultra-processed foods do taste good, but they might be reaching the end of the line. We'll have more on that when we come back here on JR Afternoon.